B-Pod Studios.
It's Friday!
Hey-o!
Rap Party Friday!
It's exciting. Friday.
There's our Friday chanters to prove that it is Friday. That Roy's
get
not
out of
lying.
Here. They left. I'm pretending that they're real.
Oh, man. What a show. Loren, how are you feeling? You started the show by telling us you celebrated your 10th anniversary last night. Where did you go?
We started at SIP, that new place in Southend.
Okay.
And I have to be honest with you, when we walked in, it was really busy. Like, I was, like, a little uncomfortable. It was so busy. And then, because we almost left, but we had a reservation. So when we gave the girl at the stand our name, she took us to, like, a more private, there was only, like, it wasn't as busy
right.
where she took us
right.
into the restaurant.
Roy said 1,000 times, for people that don't listen to us in the Charlotte area, to the rap party, like, Southend is, like, whatever your cool, young,
trendy
hangout spot is in your town, in your city, that's what Southend is. And you say, like, it's almost like there's not a pandemic.
Yeah.
Literally, if you walked into this restaurant last night, you would not have known.
I used to live in Southend. I've always lived in Southend up until last year. And I'm so glad I moved away. Because could you imagine my fear of coronavirus and living in Southend?
Oh, my God.
No, I can't.
I would not be handling it.
Roy, your skin would have crawled last night. Like, literally, I looked at Dallas and I was like, I don't think I want to stay. And he was like, well, let's just see where they sit us first.
I would never take Kelly out to use the restroom. I'm like, there's COVID outside. I can't go.
You wouldn't go on the elevator.
I would not go in the elevator. I'd take the stairs. I'd be freaking out all the time.
That's weird because you're building at a really cool pool too. And I think this summer you would have really missed the pool if it wasn't for the pandemic. You almost got a pass. You know that?
Yeah. Well, you know, Sterling and I have talked about it. Like, he's now working from home. We really probably think the relationship would have ended if we had that small apartment and he was working from home. He's like, it's kind of a blessing that we now have a house that's big enough.
Yeah. But we went to SIP first and we had drinks and appetizers there because they have that really cool like ice presser that makes the clear spheres for your like bourbons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ice cubes, you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Like ice cubes?
It's an ice cube sphere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they make it like right at their table. They press it for you, which is really cool. You have to ask for the ice show. And then from there we went over to Eddie V's and that was much better. Like they've got it figured out for COVID. Like people were all like totally spread out reservations. Like nobody was sitting right next to you. So we felt a lot more comfortable there. And we had champagne and enjoyed each other's company and had dinner and it was great.
What'd you wear for those people that are keeping score at home because you haven't dressed up so much?
So it was really hard to dress yesterday because it was like raining. And so, you know, that takes out like open toed heels or heels in general. So I did booties and a midi skirt and a black tied up shirt into like a midriff, I guess.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started the show by saying that that was the front end. And how did the tail end go?
What do you mean?
You got hung over and you felt like shit this morning when you joined the show.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the tail end of the night. I was like, you mean the beginning of this morning? Yeah, I did not feel great this morning. I'm not going to lie. I just feel dehydrated. Like, that's probably the first time I've, like, really was drinking since I had the baby.
And ironically, you're not staying home because you're dehydrated. You're staying home to take care of the baby. So now you have to take care of the baby and be hungover.
Right.
Yeah.
I got two people to take care of now, not just myself.
So there's a couple things that we talked about on the show that we need to discuss here. And then one thing we didn't talk about on the show that I want Nicole to come in for. But one of the things that we talked about was, Roy, how sad you were that the restaurant you grew up working at closed forever.
I was devastated. Country Cooking. All American Buffet, the place that my mom worked when she was a teenager, when me and my sister worked when we were teenagers, closed down because of COVID-19 in Roanoke. They closed forever. They're done. They still got they are like a regional place. They had originally at one time 16 locations, and now I think there's two. But the Roanoke one closed because they could not survive. And we're devastated.
And your mom sent you like pictures of the clothes and stuff.
Yeah,
we have to
we
post
had
that.
My jacket. So because when I was there for, I think it's your 1 year or 2 year anniversary. 1 year is a shirt. Maybe 2 year anniversary is a jacket. But and they would give you these things, and so those were my gifts from the company.
Mm.
And now they're unfortunately closed, and I miss their food. Like they had the best country fried steak and chicken fried chicken you could find anywhere.
Chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken. So what it is that so some people call country fried steak chicken fried steak, even though it's steak. So what they did is they called it chicken fried chicken. So it's actually chicken that's deep fried, but with white gravy on top of it.
Oh, you never had that, Lauren?
I've had country fried steak.
Yeah. A lot of people have country fried steak, but then some people call it chicken fried steak because you fry the steak like a chicken.
Okay.
So to avoid the confusion, because they were like, no, this is not a steak. This is a chicken. They called it chicken fried chicken. And it was
my
awesome.
Yankee mother actually makes really good chicken or country fried steak.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, I cooked at Country Cooking for a little bit. I used to love making those because I would deep fry the steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would throw them in the bucket of gravy. We had a big bucket of gravy sitting next to us. And you would just let them sit there for a minute while you prepared the plate. And then you put it on. And it was, I'm going to miss the place. A lot of good memories, a lot of good friendships.
Is it in a good spot? I mean, is another restaurant going to come in there, you think?
I was in a pretty rough part of town. I remember a few times we had the police chase someone on foot and they ran through the restaurant.
Oh, right through the restaurant?
That's exciting.
Right
dinner and a show?
Yeah, right through the restaurant.
Dinner and a show. That's right up Lorenz Alley.
Yeah, we was kind of in a rough part of town. At nighttime, we had to use the buddy system going to the cars. We weren't allowed to go out there.
Okay, so
ourselves.
Chances are it's not.
Chances are probably not.
Yeah. We got a lot of texts, by the way. Someone said that the McCadden community pool is now gone. I grew up swimming there, and now it's a parking lot.
Oh, the swimming pool is way better than a parking lot.
I know. There's a place in Kannapolis called Grandma.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Chatley's, that closed. I used to go with my family every Sunday. A lot of people said the Eastland Mall was the mall to go to, and now that's closed. Caesarland near Detroit, it was like Chuck E. Cheese, but Little Caesars. We used to go there all the time as kids in the early 90s, and I think it closed down in the late 90s.
That's funny. Didn't you guys watch that documentary, Manny, some place that was by you when growing up?
Oh, Action Park?
Is that closed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, so Action Park, and you're talking about the documentary called Class Action Park on HBO Max. Yeah, that is, from what I know, is it's exchanged hands a couple times. I think it's still there, but I don't think it opened this summer.
Hmm.
Some new owners bought it. But it's a good ski resort, too, in the winter. Quincy's in Monroe. I'm just going through all these because everybody texted. Let's see. T-Bones in Lake Wiley.
Okay. I feel like I remember a T-Bones.
Mm-hmm.
T-Bone used to work at
WFNZ. Is that what I'm confusing?
That's what you're thinking of, yeah. And for me, it's like I think being 45 and living in New Jersey, I know there's places, you know, growing up in New Jersey, I know there's places that aren't there anymore. Like one of them is a farm that is now a Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to this place called the Piero's Farm, and it's gone, and they built a giant Wegmans. Do you know what Wegmans is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a grocery store.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a Costco, but I think it's bigger than a regular grocery store.
But can't you get
like,
everything at Wegmans?
Like tires and stuff?
Yeah.
Like a wall.
Like, it's like home improvement mixed with other things?
Food market, grocery, meal, delivery, and curbside.
No, it's food market. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, they put a Wegmans there. Then there was another store I shopped at called A&P, which is gone. And then there's another place which had like a whole shopping center where you could get bagels. They had like a candy store. And that's bowled over. And now there's a a retirement home there.
Okay.
The roller rink is gone. See, now it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
And couldn't think on the air.
Right.
And then I said Nukes.
I remember Nukes. I enjoyed Nukes. I'd actually walked, surprisingly. I would take the light rail going to Uptown, and I would walk to Nukes every so often.
Yeah, they were a huge advertiser on the show. And now I drive past the one in Blakeney, and it's a Chase Bank. It's not even a food place.
Does it look like a food place?
No.
No, it's completely changed.
You used to walk in and turn to the right, and that was where the counter was with the menu. And now, like, that's a big gated, because at night when I, or in the morning when I drive past, it's closed. So it's like, that's the entrance now.
Okay.
There's like a wall. It's awful. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was with producer Nicole.
Hey, can you come in here real quick?
Was the iOS update on the phone.
I like it. You don't like it?
I don't know that much about it. What do you like about it?
So you can reply. Like, you know how when you're in a group text and there's like three different conversations going on? Well, you can tap the text that you want to answer, and it'll say that that's the reply to that text.
Oh, that's cool. So that avoids that craziness going back and forth where you don't know where you are in the conversation. Okay.
Right. And then you can also take your calendar and have it open on your home screen to see, like, what is happening that day, which I really like. Because I forget to open my calendar sometimes, and I have stuff in there, you know, but it doesn't do me any good if I don't see it.
Nicole, what do you love about the iOS 14 thing? Because you were the first one to download it, I think.
Yeah, I downloaded it, and I mean, I haven't really messed with it enough to know what I like and don't like about it. But I just like, it just looks more sleek. And like, if you go all the way, like if you have it and you keep scrolling like past your likes or past all your app library comes up. And it's just a complete list of all of your apps, and Apple has categorized it for you.
Yeah, that's cool.
So like, I like all your social medias together.
Yeah, so I think that's super easy and convenient. And also, I like the pinning the conversations. So like, you know, for us, like we have our text conversations every single day, you know, even if it's one text or an entire text. So like I can pin our group chat to the top of my text messages. So that way I don't have to go and find, you know, like maybe on a Sunday, we haven't chatted since Friday or something. And by then, you know, I've texted X amount of people to where I would have to either type in y'all's names for our group chat to come up or scroll until I find you guys. Whereas if I just keep your conversation pinned, it'll always be there.
Gotcha.
And same for like, you know, my mom or my dad. That way I just don't have to go searching for it.
It's like I'm trying to visualize what you've been saying. It sounds like they're treating the text messages like the email system.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the reason why we're even talking about this is this was like Apple's touting it as one of their biggest updates ever.
Okay.
Like the camera photos can be shot up to 90% faster, up to 4 frames per second.
I haven't tried the camera yet.
There's a night mode. When using night mode, there's a guidance indicator for helping you hold the camera steady throughout the capture. FaceTime, better quality video, picture in picture. Now, I will say I was watching porn yesterday, and I went to swipe up to get out of it.
Yeah.
And it stayed.
And it stayed up.
Yep. Yeah.
That's scary.
You swipe up just to get out of porn? You don't actually close out the window?
Yeah, that's scary.
I don't ever want to reopen my browser and see it after I'm done.
No, I swipe up and then it just takes it away.
Yeah, but then if you open up your Safari again,
I don't use Safari.
Yeah, see, you have a secret browser.
Not a secret. I just use Google, but it's like way in the back.
Interesting.
I don't use my Safari.
Like the second
front.
I'm done, it's like delete history for the past hour. Exit out of it.
Yeah, you sit in the corner and cry because you're like, what have I just done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't see
so
my
bad.
Phone. I was traumatized when I found his little porn website that he used.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, I don't want him to see mine.
Wait, did you judge him based on the porn he watches or were you okay with it?
It's just interesting to know what people like.
That's true.
Was it straight?
No.
Oh. Yeah, look.
My I know. My best friend, who is a lesbian, loves gay man porn.
Please tell me you don't have that on the Wi-Fi, porn on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
I can't get out of it.
Good God.
Yeah, you've made so many mistakes this week.
Oh, God.
Anyway, other than that, the iOS seems to be actually pretty cool. When are you going to do it, Roy Boy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if it's asked me if I want to update.
Oh, Siri smarter?
I hope so. She's kind of dumb sometimes.
Everything hey, else Siri, is better than her.
Are you smarter with the new update?
I don't have an answer for that.
Oh, God.
Is there something else I can help with?
Wow, she really is dumb.
What should I be for Halloween?
Jump up and down over and over and shake your fist. You can tell people you're anti-gravity.
Okay.
That's so dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. How dumb. All right. Well, that's a Wrap Party podcast. We're pretty cooked from a long week, and now we have to go into a meeting with our boss to prove that we're worth keeping around here. So
that's not exactly it.
No.
Kind of.
No. Roy's right. Our boss wants to see what we're doing digitally, including the Wrap Party podcast. So thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Have a good, safe weekend.
And remember, share the podcast with your friends. Tell them about us. We love adding more to our radio family.
Loren, say bye.
Bye.
One more thing, Loren.
What? I'll just whip out a boob.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.